And we read verse 31, it came to pass as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him, so that he marries a woman that did evil even more than he did. And the combination of the two make probably the worst that we possibly could have. And I think that you have here two of the worst couple. I'm sure that Mr. and Ms. Haman were very bad. And we know of Ptolemy, Dionysius, and Cleopatra. They were quite a couple. And Philip I of Spain and Bloody Mary did pretty well together. And we have several couples where the wife is dominant in diabolical designs. That was Catherine de' Medici and Henry II of France. And Bartholomew Lucretia Borgia, she was another daughter of a pope and Alfonso. They did pretty well in the realm of evil. And then there's Macbeth and Lady Macbeth and Louis XV and Marie Antoinette of France, and Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. These are some of the couples that stand out on the pages of history as being evil. But none can exceed Ahab and Jezebel. They head the list. This woman Jezebel, she's a daughter of a king who was also a priest of Baal. He'd murdered his brother. And it's interesting to know Jezebel means unmarried or without cohabitation. In other words, the marriage of Ahab and Jezebel was not a romance. It wasn't a love match. It was not a marriage. It was just a wedding. And apparently there had never been really a meeting of these two in a love relationship. She was a masculine woman, strong intellectual powers, with a fierce passion for evil. She's strong will, a dominant personality, and had no moral sense. She was hardened into insensibility. She was unscrupulous. She's the most wicked person in history, bar none. And in the New Testament, in the message our Lord gave to the church of Thyatira, he says, I have this against you, that you suffered this woman Jezebel to teach. And that is a period without natural affection, dominating and domineering woman. That's the picture we have before us. Now, how in the world did these two ever get together? Well, I think it's quite easy. I went for years to young people's conferences, and it's quite interesting that you could have in a young people's conference one boy who was a bad apple and a girl who was a bad egg, and for some strange reason, the bad apple and the bad egg would always get together and start dating together. Always happened like that. Well, these two got together. And something else happened in this period, which reveals how ominous and how critical the days were. In verse 34 of chapter 16 of 1 Kings, we're told, in his days, Hiel, the Bethelite, built Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram. His firstborn set up the gates thereof, and his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. So that at the time of the destruction of Jericho, Joshua had said, cursed is the man that built it. It had not been built until the time of Ahab and Jezebel, and the curse that was pronounced came upon these.